Wake up, it's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel. Wake up, it's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
I couldn't hear my theme intro. I had to run it back twice. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Grand Rising, Rich Rising, all of the above to my morning motivators. Hi, how are you? If you are new and this is your first time watching, good morning. My name is Brittany Daniel. I am your host of the Morning Motivation. It is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast. So if you ever miss it live, you can always check it out on your streaming platforms as Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and all of the above. However, the way you chime in, the way you are a part of the conversation is if you are live with me at 8 a.m. Eastern time on my YouTube channel for those of you who are listening. So if you ever want to be a part of the conversation, you want to chime in, you want to get a shout out, then go ahead and join me at 8 a.m. Eastern each and every weekday, Monday through Friday, for your daily dose of motivation. Or if it's not motivated, you definitely, I definitely get you thinking about some things possibly differently. But welcome. Hope you guys are blessed. Happy Thursday. I'm super excited to come to you guys today because we are going to have another money conversation. And this one was brought by me doing a lot of research. I signed up for one of Wall Street Trapper's free courses, and there was so much information that had me go down through a rabbit hole of learning a little bit more than I've already knew. But a lot of his statistics I want to go over with you guys really alarm me, and I want to make sure that we are having these conversations and that we are providing each other tools so that we can take a better step into financial freedom and a better step into getting better with our finances and our money. And if being rich is not your goal, to each their own. However, we all need to know what's going on in the world and the economy, and we all need to know and have a plan for our money, no matter how much you need, don't need, all of the above. We want to make sure that we have those things in place. And the only way that we get that information is by having conversations and by doing our own research. So that's what we are going to be talking about today. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are blessed. I'm going to go ahead and jump into, oh, wait, I have another announcement. I dropped a 5 signs he's playing with you. If you are dating or if you want some red flags, some things to think about, go ahead and check out that video. The video is up live on my channel as we speak. So afterwards, you can check that video out, and I will have more tidbits to come around finances, dating, and things like that, a little fun, lighthearted topics, so to speak. But I'm going to go ahead and get into the morning prayer. But before I do, if you guys want a morning shout out, if you guys are here bright and early, then go ahead and load your good mornings, grand risings, and all of the above into the comment box. And if you are not spiritual or religious, or you do not subscribe to the Christian denomination, I hope that it is okay that I pray for you anyway, but we are all welcome. And everybody's welcome here on this platform. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another beautiful day. I pray that all of our goals are accomplished and that we feel just magnificent walking in your light, walking in your purpose, and understanding what we need to do for not just now, but our futures. I pray that everybody takes something from this message, that it comes from you and that you speak through me so that they can get as much valuable information and context as they can to take it back into their lives and hopefully grow fruits and trees of abundance and all of the above. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I don't want to get long-winded. I get these hiccups. Oh, and for anybody that's wondering, I am not drinking my detox this morning because I'm going to Pilates right after morning motivation. So I want to make sure that my stomach is not, we're not graggling in there. But let's jump into the comments for the morning shout outs. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, Zianne. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Hope you had a beautiful and amazing birthday yesterday. Good morning, Turquoise, and good morning, KK. Also, you guys, please head over to the Instagram, the Morning Motivation Show Instagram, where you can see little clips of the day's topics and all of that. Good morning, Purple Star Photography. Is this your first time tuning in? If it is your first time, let me know where you're watching from. I would love to know. And do not forget that we go live each and every weekday morning at 8 a.m. So please give this video a thumbs up. Please share these videos with anybody who may be interested. And do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. First time, well, blessed angel, welcome. Good morning, Angie. Good morning, Kayla. I hope you guys are beautiful out there. If you guys have any questions or comments at any time, on topic, off topic, does not matter. Go ahead and leave it in the comment, in the live comment box below. Thank you. South Carolina, South Cackalacka in the building. All right, y'all. So yesterday, me and my honey spent a few hours listening to Wall Street Trapper. Right now, he's having a four-day type of masterclass. I'm going to miss this evening because of my group coaching session. We are on our final group session. And then our next group session for the 555 transformation, if you guys did not know, starts next Thursday on May 19th. So I have only a few slots left. If you guys are interested in the 555 transformation, then go ahead and sign up for your 30-minute free consultation just to make sure that you're right. It's a right fit for you. And you can be a part of that group if it works for you, but we only have like two slots left. So make sure you guys are in there. But anyways, he has a four-day intensive talking about stocks, talking about mindset, talking about just growing our money. Good morning, Edwin. Good morning. Good vibes. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. I really appreciate the love and support. Do not forget to subscribe, you guys. It really helps me out. Okay. So nonetheless, I wrote so many notes. And because this is his information, I don't think that it's fair to give all of his gems away because I feel like that's for his platform. However, there were some alarming statistics that he talked about in his live that I wanted to discuss and why we need a plan for our money, why we need, good morning, Apple Dumpling. Good morning, Edwin. Why we need a plan for our money, y'all. If we do not plan for our money, let's just give some statistics real quick. And y'all know I'm a real stickler about statistics. In grad school, I learned that you have to be very cautious of where you get these numbers from. You have to do your research. You have to figure out what sample they sampled these numbers from. But nonetheless, they said that 64% of Black Americans, only 64% of Black Americans have some sort of retirement savings or investing plan. Only 64%. That leaves over 50 something percent of people, or excuse me, it's even more than that, do not have a savings or retirement plan. That is a big, huge flag for us. Now, everything happens in different times. Everybody's at different stages in your life. So if you do not have that yet, don't fret, but it's time to get something in place. It's time to be thinking about these things outside of your 401k. Now, some people do contribute to your 401k, but just so you know, and I'm a fan of the 401k, or I'm personally not the 401k, the Roth IRA is my personal favorite because you're taxed first and then you're saved. You can save the rest later versus being taxed later with a 401k, depending on the market. So you're taxed more pretty much at the end of your retirement plan versus being taxed now where everything is lower. It's taking less money and you have more money in the long run personally. And then also just to keep in mind, you guys, these plans are attached to the stock market. So right now we're going through a bear market, which means that the market is on a downturn. Man, this is going to get technical. So bear with me. If you guys have any questions at all, please leave them in the comments. If I have the answers, I'll give them to you. If you do not know some of these words, write them down so you can look them up yourself. And I really stress this. I do this with you guys on live when I'm reading a book and I do not know terminology, or maybe I'll say something wrong. You guys can definitely correct me. And I want you guys to definitely, if you guys do not know these terms, write them down and research them. One thing about people sometimes is if we don't know something, we just ignore it and keep it moving. When it's imperative for us to know these terms, it's imperative for us to know how money works so we can use the game and the knowledge to our advantage. Where can we find the link for the transformation class? It's linked down below, NG, and also it's linked on my YouTube channel. So at the top of my YouTube channel, there are some links up there with my Instagram and all of that, and you can go ahead and schedule your class. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Martha. But we are talking about money today, you guys, and knowing a plan for your money, knowing terminology, knowing how everything works. So anyways, right now we're going through a bear market. And let me just give you guys the definition because I understand it, but I don't want to say the wrong thing. So I researched this again. So the bear market means the traditional definition of bear market is a drop of 20% in the NASDAQ stock. So basically, when the stock has decreased more than 20%, we're in a bear market, meaning that outside looking in, it looks scary, right? If you don't know how stocks work, if you don't know how companies work, the economy works, when you're seeing all of these red lines, it can be very scary. However, this is a great time where we can learn and make money and make the right moves and set up things for the long term. One thing I learned from Wall Street Trapper and not even just him, but Warren Buffett is one of the stock gurus of our time. He always talks about when stocks are down is when you buy, right? So think of a Chanel bag or think of a camera or think of an asset pretty much, maybe a computer or depending on your business, a vehicle. That could be a depreciating asset depending on how you use it. But an asset is anything that adds value over time, right? So say if computers, if Apple had a big, huge blowout sale for laptops, that would be the prime time to purchase the laptop because you're getting it at a discount. Same with stocks, depending on what's going on and depending on how much money you have to play with, which again, stocks are not gambling. You should only be investing in stock market and things like this. This is a part of investment strategy. It's not the whole investment strategy. If I lose you guys, I'm going too fast. You don't understand. Let me know. Some of you all already know this stuff. Some of you guys can be very new to some of these terms and I don't want to go off rail. But when you are investing, stocks are just a piece of your overall portfolio. Meaning you can have real estate, you can have business assets, you can have NFTs, crypto, and stocks are just one of them. And your long-term retirement savings is also an investment plan. But when the stocks are down as they are now, and they're going to continue to go down a little longer, this is a great time that when you know a company like Apple, or if you know a company really, really well, which you should do your research. Do not just take my word for it. Do not just listen to people or read one article and go drop some money. Really research your company. See how the company does quarter to quarter, meaning throughout the year, is the company gaining? Is the company losing? Really know the asset or know the company that you're investing in, meaning that you may own some of the products. So you want to own stocks. You want to be a part owner of that company. Now, the good thing about the time that we're in now are a lot of people can get wealthy if you know what to do, if you know how to set up your money, if you know what to invest in, if you know you move your money around long term. This is not a short term thing. This isn't a get rich quick scheme. This isn't I'm a flip my money. This is not streets. I know that people can use some street terminology when they're talking about the stock market and getting this information. But you have to think long term, y'all. When we're talking about our money, when we're talking about a commodity that we trade for our time, a lot of the times we need to be very strategic and very wise when it comes to how we move our money around. So one thing that Wall Street Trapper said that was very interesting to me was that this is the average financial state of our races here in America. Can't give you guys stats globally. This is just American stats, unfortunately. But the average white household, according to the statistics he pulled, have an average of around $188,000 worth of, I guess, what is it? Their average family net worth. Now, your net worth is your assets. Hold on. Let me give you the exact definition so I don't mess this up. Because we always hear that, right? Net worth. What is your net worth? Your net worth. So your net worth is the value of all your assets, meaning your home. If your home is an asset, it's not upside down. Business, anything like that, right? Your assets, things that are bringing you money each and every year. Your assets could be, depending on the type of bag you have, it could be a certain watch. All of your assets, your appreciating assets, minus the total of all liabilities, meaning your bills, meaning anything that is a depreciating asset that it's taking away from your income. So your net worth is the value of all assets minus total liabilities. Put in another way, your net worth is what is owned minus what you owe, if that makes any sense. That's the bare minimum, bare basics. Good morning, y'all. I got you, Percy. Hold on. So Percy says, good morning. Thanks for this topic. Yes, it is a bear market and this is my time to buy. Stocks are cheap. Exactly. So let's just say this. So the average white income, according to these statistics, is around 188K. A black family's net worth is around 24K. So we go from 188K to 24K. The average Hispanic household is $36,000, and mixed or other races are around $74,000 average, right? Now, this is telling me a few things, because what I also know is that the Black community, especially us, we spend the most money. When you look at the average of who spends the most money across the American demographic, Black people, especially Black women, we tend to spend the most. So from what these statistics are telling me is that we don't have an income problem. Now, the income is different. I will say that here in America, we do not get paid the same. Depending on your industry, we're behind, right? We're behind because of historical factors and all of the above. We can't change the past, but we can change the future, right? So just keep these things in mind. Yes, we have a disadvantage. However, now more than ever, Black women especially are getting educated, getting other jobs, growing. We're one of the top earners as far as in the, or excuse me, we're some of the top people that are going into entrepreneurship, all of the above. However, we only have 24K with family net worth. Now, this is a huge problem. And the reason why I want to say this is because we tend to spend our money in a, how can I say this? We tend to spend our money, at least from my personal, and you guys let me know, good, bad, or indifferent. Good morning, Kelsey. Good, bad, or indifferent, whether you agree or disagree, let me know down below. We tend to spend our money in a, what Wall Street Trapper calls like this cycle of, man, I'm working, because, you know, economically, we have to catch up. We're behind. Anytime a race can get ahead due to free labor, free slave, we're hundreds of years behind. We don't have the same footing, right? Not to make an excuse, but those are facts. You can look at any history book. You can go do your research. Those are just facts for Americans. But nonetheless, we work. And we have debt, either student loans, whatever the case may be. And we work. And then we go, you know what? I know I can't afford this item, but it's really going to make me feel good. I know I can't afford this vacation, but it's really going to make me feel good because I'm tired of busting my butt. I need a little bit of relief. Then we spend money we don't have. And then we go back into the hamster wheel of work. Sorry, baby, you got to wait. Work. And then I look at, and then just getting off of the statistics, and this is just from my purview as a woman, as a Black woman in America, we spend a lot of money on what we would feel like are necessities, right? Hair, nails, weave, makeup, like just the whole nine, because our beauty standards, and let's just keep it a buck, y'all, let me know, agree or disagree. Our beauty standards are way different than the average American woman. We are held in our community at higher regard. You know, the first thing we'll say to each other is, girl, your hair. Or you look at a baby, why that baby hair ain't done? Our nails, y'all, we can spend, if men did not know this, for the men that are watching, depending on what type of style of nail you want, you can spend in the range of $40 all the way to $200. I was watching this TikTok post where this girl spent $700 on her weave and her hair. Now, I do understand that beauty and our beauty standards are different. I get that as Black women, especially. I understand that we are held to a different standard in our community and all around. I get that. However, I think I really need for us to reassess how we're spending our money. But because according to statistics, we're paid damn near the least, but we spend the most money. And if we want to think long term, right? Because let's just keep it real. The acrylic nails, as cute as they are, y'all, I love me a good set. They don't bring us no more money. It's depreciating. It could be an asset. Like, we always talk about investing in ourselves, right? We always talk about how we have to invest in our looks and invest in our clothes. And nowadays, we see women going. That's why I say I can't stand when we make excuses sometimes for our money, because if we want surgery, if we want new teeth, I'm calling a spade. We got to keep it real. We want new teeth. We have no qualms about going to another country and figuring out how to save up thousands of dollars to get this one thing, because we're making an investment in our bodies, which teach their own, right? It's an investment to some people. However, that is a depreciating asset, because one, your body gets older over time. That's natural. That's for anybody. No matter how great you take care of it, eventually your body's gonna, it's a depreciating asset. The hair and the weave and stuff, not to say that you should not look good. I'm never ever going to tell a woman, I don't care what race, that she should not look good. But what I can say is the weaves and stuff, the prices that we're paying, not that you can't look good. That's why I told somebody the other day to go on Amazon. Not that we should not look good. However, the prices that we're paying and that we're allowing these salons to charge us, allowing, is ridiculous. An install for a wig is $300. Good quality weave can range you from $300 and up. We don't make enough money to spend the way we spend, Black women. We don't. And not to say that you don't deserve it, not to say that you can't do it, not to say you shouldn't do it for yourself, but we have to think long term, y'all. And I know some people are not going to like this conversation. Some people, this is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. Some people are going to be like, Brittany, you crazy. I'm not listening to you. I don't want to look like this. I've worked too hard not to have my hair done. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. But what about a cheaper alternative? Not a cheaper alternative. I don't like the word cheap. About a more budget-friendly alternative. Instead of slashing that in half, maybe you don't get acrylics. Maybe you get your real nails done. Or maybe you get a different set. Like Destiny said, I spent $100 on my nails. And that's every 2 weeks. You know, I stopped getting lashes. As much as I love lashes and they make me look so much prettier and all those things, that was a $200 expense every 2 weeks. Now let's just calculate, right? And I'm not trying to get on us. I want us to think long-term, because 9 times out of 10, we're left with children. You know, divorce rate is 60%. So I understand that we can link up with somebody and things can be kumbaya, but I want us, everybody, Black, white, don't matter, male, female, to think long-term with their money, because we can get so caught up in short-term and what we want to look like now and how we want to feel now that we're not thinking long-term. Kelsey says, I switched to gel polish at home and it was a bummer, but it's nice to have a little wiggle room. I have to admit, absolutely. I hate when I have to do my own nails. I hate making that sacrifice because they don't look as good. Everybody knows why we go to a nail shop, right? Because they just do our feet better. Our nails look so much better when they do it. But sometimes nails is my problem. Exactly. I understand that we want to look good and we want to go to the people that are going to do it right. Cause y'all, we are picky with our nails and our hair. We do not play when it comes to our nails and our hair. I understand, but let's just calculate, right? If you guys are comfortable, put it in the comments, how much we spend on certain things. So when I was doing the full gamut, right? And that's why I cut my hair. And then I noticed that was an expense every 2 weeks. So I just was like, you know what? I'm going to rock braids for a while. Daniela authentically said, yes, instead of spending $700 on a lace wig, get a headband wig for $100, $200. And you don't have to pay to have it installed because you can save a lot more. Exactly. Y'all, we can come up with alternative ways to spend money. And the thing about these lace wigs is over time, they unravel. They don't look good. They don't. It gets all nasty and gunky in the front. It might look good for a couple of days, but we're spending all this unnecessary money to look good now, but it goes so quick. And then we need another wig, and then we need more nails, and then we need to fill. Y'all, these lashes, I love them to death, but they, y'all know, the girls who get their lashes, their hair, their nails done, we look good, but what do our bank accounts say? You know, some people got it to spend it like that all the time. That's cool. But we definitely have to get out of this mindset that we have to keep up and live within our means. And to be fair, some men really like us without all that stuff. Just saying. I know you're telling the truth. Since the lockdown, I learned how to do everything myself. Nails, hair, lashes, pedicure. I save money and still look good. I learned from YouTube. I love it. Yes, absolutely, y'all. We have to. So let's just run the numbers, right? So let's go get our hair done. Ladies, put in the comments around how much you would average on getting your hair done. For me, it was about 90, I'll just say 100, 120 one week, $80 another week, maybe another 120 another week, because we tip on top of, ladies, that's another thing. It's hard to budget when we go to the nail shop and we leave and it's $50 more than we intended to spend, or $30 more than we intended to spend, or we tip on top of it because we're generous people, right? We tip on top of what we were already paying. So I just did a calculation, about $320, which is on the low end to get your hair done. That's when my hair was short. I wasn't getting perms every single session, but around $300. And that's just for the month. And I know people spend more than that because it takes about week two, hair is done, right? Our hair is done. About 2 weeks, hair is done. So let's just add another $100 to that. So I'll bet around $420 a month. Okay, so hair extensions, $300 install. Okay, so let's go with Destiny's. I like this because this is what average women spend on their hair, average Black women for the most part, when they're getting maybe a unit install. Some people are saying $150 on my hairs, and that is my max. I often check. Okay, so let's just do this. Let's do Destiny. So $350 plus $200. We'll take that. Because some of us are frugal, but some of us spend money on our hair. And this is average. So that's about $550 a month, right? That's some people's car notes. That's car notes plus insurance. That's some people. That's half some people's rent. And again, this is a judgment-free zone. We just got it. And another person said $200 on it. What is it? Give me nails. Okay. Sin K says I'll probably do 120 for nails. So that was what? Let me go back. 350. Let me start over. 350 plus 200 plus 120 for nails. All right. Give me something else. Lashes. Lashes are around 200 for the initial. And then, of course, we got to get them refilled, right? Of course, we need them refilled because they fall out. That's another $80. Let's see. I spend $35 on my hair on average. I do it myself. Hey, Miss Living, you on point. But I just really want us to make a point. Hey, Brittany, I'm treating myself only for nails and pedicures for my birthday. I don't do it on the regular. That's beautiful. But again, this is a very touchy subject because I understand how much our looks and how much our beauty matters to the world, not just to us, not just to our communities, but there is a lot of societal pressure to look good all the time, especially as Black women. I just have to say that we're held to a different standard. I love my hair extra long, so that's a grip already. All right, come on, Aubrey, come on with the truth. All right, so look, we got our hair done, we got our nails done, and we only did one set. We didn't go put the fill. Let's go put the fill in. The fill is about $50, so let's add that. All right, so we did our hair, our nails, and our lashes. I buy ponytails from the hair store for $20. I used to do that too when my hair was long. Yes, for like $60. I love it. I have locks, so $100 every 6 weeks. This is good. All right, I like that some of y'all are real frugal already, but I got to hit home for maybe the ladies who are not so much. All right, so we just did hair, nails, and lashes. Guess how much we're at right now, y'all? She said, oh, I have to have my feet done. Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I'm not telling us that we should not pamper ourselves. I'm not telling us that we should not spend money on looking good because it matters to us. I'm talking about how much we spend on looking good is our downfall. All right, so anybody want to guess how much and what we're at right now? We just did the hair, the install. That's just for 1 month. Now, mind you, when you get an install, you got to keep re-getting an install. I didn't calculate that. We did the lashes with the fill. We did the nails with the fill for the month. We're already at $1,000. Y'all, we're already at $1,000. And this has nothing to do with our bills. This is not savings. This is not investing. This is just our maintenance. Our maintenance, y'all. So imagine if we made some sacrifices, right? Right. This was just the hair, the install. I didn't do the touch up because, you know, when you go back to the woman, the salon owner, you got to give another $100 and some for the touch up if you're not doing it yourself. This is the nails we say we spent with a little fill. I gave a little $50 for the fill, and this was lashes, $200 plus maybe an $80 filler, depending on what city you live in. In Atlanta, it's up. And we ain't even talk about wax. Let's talk about that, right? So what's the wax? Cause I don't, an expense that I'm trying not to spend. Oh, man, should love a woman without makeup. Yeah, but some women don't feel comfortable without makeup. I know I wear makeup during certain times. It is what it is. I've had to learn to lay my own wigs. I made it work. Okay, and we're not even talking about, we didn't add wax, y'all. We didn't add laser hair removal. We didn't add teeth whitening. We didn't add, we didn't add workout classes. We didn't add gym memberships. We didn't add clothes. We didn't add, there's so much other layers to this. Good morning. Right now, oh, so Brazilians are around 65. So let's add 65 for the month. I'm also pregnant and I've been getting massages. Lord. Okay, massages. Let's add another $100 to that. And that's on the low end of the massage. That's like the little 60 minute, no stone. We didn't even talk about hygiene products. What's going on with my phone today? We didn't even talk about, some people do, I need to move. Some people are paying more. Some people, you see how this can add up, ladies. And we don't calculate these things. We just kind of pay as we go. We're like, hey, I need my hair done. Okay, let's work that out. Hey, babe, can I have some money? Or hey, can I do this? Or hey, I got to go dip into here to make sure my hair looks good for this trip. Oh, this ain't including trips. This ain't including food. This isn't including us going out. Do you understand women, especially women of color, how we are just throwing away our future investments? Now, if you put this into an investment account, according to Wall Street Trapper, put this money a month into an investment account, in the next, 10 years, you could have $35,000. And then some. I buy organic hygiene products too, so it's so much more. Do you see when we put these standards on ourselves, right? Do you see that when we are trying to keep up with society wants us to do, I want to reiterate this. I am not telling any woman not to look good. I'm not telling any woman not to get her hair done, not to get her nails. I'm just saying, y'all, we are killing our financial freedoms if we don't make a few adjustments. Because we wonder why we don't have money. At the end of the day, we wonder why we got to put payment plans on trips. We wonder why, you know, we need all of this stuff. So I want us to take a personal look at our finances because everybody's different. Everybody's in different tax brackets. Some people on here, they like, girl, I could spend that in my sleep. That is nothing. That's not going to hurt me and my household. That is so great. So proud of you, sis. Everybody ain't there, right? So I need us to start looking at the things and really calculating how much things are costing us on a monthly basis, for real, go look at your bank statements. Go look at all the times you took out cash. Go look at all the times you swiped your card at the club, go or bought this or paid for a trip. Go look at all that money, y'all. And I know I'm guilty too. I'm guilty. I'm not telling you not to look good. I'm not telling you not to spend money on yourself, but we have to reassess. This ain't even half of the funds that we need to maintain. Oh, and on top of that, talk about eating healthy. Y'all, let's see. Okay, so you mentioned the stats. Blacks, 24K, Hispanics, 36K. How did the Hispanics community pass us? They don't spend money like this. I will tell you this now. My Latina sisters, they have long hair. They don't spend money on wigs and weaves. They might do tape-ins maybe. They don't spend money on their hair the way we do. I can tell you that. Most Latina women I know don't always have like acrylics. Sometimes they don't. And my white counterparts, my white sisters, they definitely don't spend money on acrylics like that. Unless she's around a whole bunch of people, or that's just her vibe. 9 times out of 10, she don't spend money on acrylics. And yes, and they believe in community. They live together. That is true as well. Thank you for saying that, blessed angel. Yes. So they have more so 2-parent households where if the man works, the woman is taking care of the home. If there are 2 separate households, I mean, if they're together in the household, they believe in community a lot more. They don't necessarily do the whole kick out when you're 18, and they have a different sense of community. That is true. So they can combine their household incomes as well, versus most Black families were split. Not all the time, but just statistically speaking, we're split. Let's see. Tammy says our priorities are a bit off. I'm about to visit the YouTube Academy. Yeah. Yeah, we need to start thinking about these things. Grace of Abundance. I get all my hygiene products from Walmart, soap, face wash, and still stuff is cheaper, but I find it's expensive. Everything is going up. So this is why I said we have to start really thinking about how we spend our money and having plans for our money long-term versus short-term. Can you repeat the account that you put it in? Oh, a Roth IRA. A Roth IRA. She said, I'm finna look up how the Mexicans save their money. They be killing the game. And you guys, they don't, honestly, when I was working in retail, they did not care about the latest Jordans. Our priorities as a community sometimes can be very skewed. They did not, when they came in with their kids or when they were buying shoes, like when the men would come in there. So the men would come in, they had all their cash because they were working. This is when I lived in Texas. They were not trying to get the latest and greatest. Yeah, there were some Hispanic people that bought the latest shoes, but majority of people buying the latest J's were Black people. The majority, anytime something was released, the majority that was in line were Black people. It's not that we have an income problem, personally, from what I feel, even though, yes, the income levels are different. So we can't compare our white counterparts. They get paid more. Let's just keep call it space pay. They get paid more. However, the money that we do get, how are we spending it? How are we using it? Yeah, we're already behind. Okay. But what's the solution? How can we team up? And that's why I say families are so super, super important. That's why I say, ladies, if you do not have kids yet, it is imperative to link up with somebody like-minded who can think long-term, who can tell you, hey, we shouldn't be spending money on this. Or maybe we should put our money here. Or y'all are on the same page about learning, about growing, about doing better. Again, I'm not telling you that you cannot look good, but we have to assess how we spend our money. We have to, because a lot of us could get out of debt if we just made some sacrifices for a couple months, maybe a couple years. Maybe went to YouTube Academy and went to YouTube Beauty School for ourselves. And yeah, it might not look as good as when Shay Shay do it in the salon, but we're saving long term so we can get out of debt. We can have some cushion. We can get some stock. We can get a nice real estate portfolio going for ourselves. And then we can, you know, ball out and stuff later on. Then we can go get the install stuff without even, this will be, we blink and this ain't nothing. You know, I feel like because we live in the social media era, everybody's looking good. Everybody's going out. Everybody's going to these events. You see girls switch their hair every 5 minutes, and that's great. Some of those girls get paid for that stuff. We cannot keep up with people making that type of money. It's unfortunate, but it's true. You know, so not to say you cannot invest in yourself, but really, am I investing in myself or am I just adding on another bill? Am I adding on another depreciating asset? You know, our makeup is extremely expensive. I just started focusing on skincare. Hey, if my skin is good, then I could wear less makeup. All right, Britt, focus on that. I stopped spending money on going out and let's eat in and let's get my body right inside. You know, there's a Pilates class. They have one free. Let's go check that out. Run it up. Do you understand? Like, we have to refocus where we spend our money. So instead of this, what if we could put this in stocks or even half of it or a piece of it into the stock market? You know, instead of, hey, I'm going to skip my nails this month and go to the stock market. Like, I started getting gel manicures. Do my real nails break? Yep. Look, missing my thumbs, but the acrylics, because in the long run, too, that's the thing about these acrylic nails and stuff. They're not good for our nails. They fall off. They're a depreciating asset. They look good for the first week or two. And then you have to get a feel. Then you have to go back. Then it's ruining your nail bed. Then I was always get my nails done and really be, I loved how they turned out. I loved how I looked in pictures and stuff like that. But imagine all the money that we spent, ladies who get their nails done. Ladies who get your nails. Calculate mentally how much you've spent in the last year on your nails alone. Let's just do this. Maybe we do $100 a month, right? If that's what you spend. That's $2,365 that we've spent throughout the year if you get your nails done at $100 a month. And that's on the low end. That's $2,365. Let's do the weave thing, right? So maybe we spend $500 times 12. That's $6,000 a year. How much did we say the $65 for the wax? If you get a wax once a month, that's $780 a year. What else did we spend? Say we spent our money on? Let's go back. And I'm not trying to make nobody feel bad. I really want us to really pay attention and look. And I think the 65 is on the low end. Oh, Kelsey said, you didn't even calculate my iced coffee budget yet. Yeah. So let's see, iced coffee, Kelsey, how much you spend on iced coffee? Let's say Kelsey spends $6 every day. What, it's 5 days a week for 4 months. If she, okay, so 6 times 20, that's $120 a month on Kelsey's iced coffee. Y'all, this is a lot of money that we're throwing away. And unfortunately, men don't. So when men ask why they have to pay for dates and stuff, this is why. Women out here spending all this money to look good. Let's see. So, let's see. Yes. Okay. So Grace of Abundance says, I put $50 away after I pay my rent and I'm going back to school for another career because the job economy is slow in Canada. Well, at least you're putting something away, right? That's the most important thing. Got to put something away. But the thing about it is only having a savings account stops your growth after certain time. So another thing that Wall Street Trapper says is we haven't learned how to use our money, right? So we learned how to earn money. We learned how to spend money. We learned how to save money. And sometimes that's where we stop. Or we learn and we know how to spend. We don't go to the savings part. Or we learn how to earn, spend, and save, but we don't learn how to invest. We don't learn how to borrow money properly. We don't know how to lend money properly. We don't know how to protect our assets and pass on those assets. So these are the things that we need to learn. Y'all, I don't even, this is such a, but do we have a plan for our money? Yep, I have Hispanic friends right now, and the oldest just moved out at like 28 and 30 years old. Yep. Cooking Raw said, what is the YouTube Academy? The YouTube Academy is just people learning on YouTube. So when people say, I got a YouTube degree, that's what they're talking about. So YouTube Academy is just learning as much as you can from YouTube. Like, I learned how to do my makeup on YouTube, lay a wig on YouTube. You can learn how to do your nails on YouTube. There's so many other alternatives, y'all, that we can do to save money and to live more frugally now so we can live the lives we need to live later. And these are conversations that we're just not having because, God forbid, we talk about us not getting our stuff taken care of. Amber says, I literally stopped getting acrylics a lot now, and I'm getting them done maybe once a month. It's been just, I just paint my nails. YouTube is your best friend on how to paint your nails really good. Absolutely. What about getting gas for our cars? Now that's a necessity. You have to get gas, right? So we did that calculation. That was over $1,000, and that wasn't even including the rest of our, that was just maintenance. That was just human maintenance for women. That didn't include gas that's going up. That didn't include food that's going up. That didn't include your utilities that's going up. Rent is going up. Y'all, we have to get a little wiser with this money because we're not making more. Unless you are on a job where you can negotiate your salary or that you get an increase with inflation every year like the military does, you're still making the same amount of money, but everything costs a lot more. Do y'all know inflation went up? I forgot what the percentage was from 2020. Crazy inflation since 2020. A cumulative price, it went up 11%. So one of the things that he said was something that cost $100 back in 2020 now costs $107 now. So things are more money. They're more expensive. Look, everything went up. Food, energy went up 32%. Gas went up 48%. Food went up 11%. Shelter went up 8.8%. Clothes went up around 9.8%. Y'all, things are getting more expensive and we're not making any more money. So we have to make sacrifices now for the long term. What is your plan for your money long term? What are you willing to sacrifice now for the long term? Like, again, instead of getting acrylics, I started getting my real nails done. I don't have money to just be. And you notice, if you notice, and this is the crazy part, y'all. The people that we pay to get these things, they don't even have this. Think about, just look at how we spend our money compared to other cultures. We care way too much about designer. We care way too much about luxury. Not to say that you shouldn't have luxury. I'm not trying to take nothing away from nobody, but there's an imbalance. We want to get the prize of luxury without putting in the work, without getting out of debt, without, you know, managing our money properly. We want it now in our 20s. Y'all, this is the first time in history that people are making this much money in their 20s. And that's only a small percentage of the population. Do not let social media fool y'all. It is only a small percentage of the population that's making this amount of money. And that's why it really saddens me when I hear girls talking about how much money a man should make. It's because, but you're in a very small percentile. That's why we can't jump on bandwagons with people that are wealthy, that are rich. We can't jump on these bandwagons with them and talk about, yeah, man got to do that. Baby girl, they in a whole different tax bracket, but they're in a tax bracket sometimes by themselves because the majority is not in that bracket with them. Not to say that we shouldn't strive and have esteem. Of course, go after it. Go after what you want. But we have to be in reality, too. We can dream. We can think big. We can want these goals. But let's call a spade a spade. Let's look through our statements. Let's see how much debt we really have. Everybody should know exactly how much money is coming out of the household, your monthly expenses every single month. And if you have not done that yet, it's all right, but we need to do that. We need to have all the bills written down on a spreadsheet. I actually have a video coming out about this. All your, and I talk about this in my 555 transformation. We went over this in my financial, the financial module is understanding how to see all of your money and budget it and save it and invest it. Now, going back to the investment piece that we talked about in the beginning of the chat, the beginning of the conversation, let's take some of this money that we're spending. Let's make some sacrifices. And since we're spending it anyway, let's put it in the stock market. Let's do long. Let's think long term. Let's think 10 years from now. 10 years from now, I will be 43. What do I want 43-year-old Brittany to have? What do you want 10 plus years from now, Carmella, to have? May, what do you want your 10-year-old from now self? Some of us will be in our 50s. Some of us will be in our 60s. Some of y'all will be in your 30s. What do you want your 30-year-old self to have for my 20-somethings? If you're 25, 35, what do you want to have at 35? Is there anything that you can sacrifice now, cut back now? Because although it doesn't seem like a lot, that $200 here, that $300 here, that junk adds up. Y'all, we added it up. We added it up. The basics was over $1,000 for maintenance. Let's see. So Shamber says, I need a Tesla. I'm tired of gas. Yeah, but Teslas ain't cheap. You know what I mean? Same. I appreciate this conversation. I know you said the beauty standards for us is different, but let's talk about being in corporate America, not matching those beauty standards. If a money, it affects your money. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely, Carmella. That's what I said. The standard is different for us. I know that. Yes, we get looked. That's why I said our standard is different in our society, not just in the Black community. Black women's beauty standards are held at a way different standard, period. So I love that we're having mixed, you know, races come into this conversation. So they also know we're held to a very different standard. We can't go in there with our natural hair and our afros and be looked at as professional. So we have to get the weave sometimes. We have to get our hair done. We have to spend this money to what is it called? Not go along to get along, so to speak. You're 100% right. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling us not to. I'm not telling us not to look good. I'm not telling us not to do what we have to do to make our money. What I'm saying is how we go about it and what we spend on, you know, is the key. Is the key. Getting Right says my rent jumped up almost $500 for my next lease renewal. For those of you who are going through this, try to negotiate because that is ridiculous. $500, y'all, everything is going up. Everything is going up. We have to be more mindful before we can't. It's one thing if we can and work straight, but think long-term because what if one day you can't? So make the sacrifices now while you can still manage your money versus having to sacrifice. Does that make sense? Because everything is going up, y'all. Everything. I agree on not spending too much. My expense budget does not include monthly fee in getting my hair done because I get it done every 3 weeks. Again, it's all about the budget. It's all about managing. It's all about minding where our money is going. I got you, girl. Zizis says the government gave out all that free money. Inflation had to happen after that. Exactly. It was all a dream. Yeah, they have to get that money back. Taxes, inflation. Oh yeah. Caesar gonna come for see. Don't ever think that the government does anything because they love us. This is a capitalistic society. Hey May, you made it. All right, let's see. Grace by Abundance says, I decided to open up a mutual fund, but I think that the IRA savings just makes money sit there. I think the mutual funds build interest on your money. Mutual funds are great. Everybody do your research. Mutual funds are great. The IRA is good if you have it, and one that you can have different funds to move the funding around. Because when I had my Roth IRA for years, it was just sitting there. It was accumulating like a little tiny bit of money per year. But then when I moved them around to the different funds, that's why you got to read your statements. That's how I grew my money. And my homegirl put me onto that because I was just using it as like a savings account. So that's what I'm saying. We can't just sign up for things and just sit there and not know how it works. You know, you guys need to know how your 401ks work, because you can lose money with when the stock market goes down from your 401ks. So everybody that has these things, we need to be educated on what they mean, how they work. Don't just allow somebody to do it for you, set it up, and then it ain't set it and forget it, y'all. We have to be very mindful and understand how our money is working for us. We cannot be passive with the things. And the reason why they don't teach us these things in school, the reasons why we don't learn these things, is because they don't want us to. I learned last night. Did y'all know that, what is it called? High school was started after the Great Depression. Did y'all know that? High school, what was it called? High school. It's a freak. It's an actual term. I learned this last night, but anyways, high school was invented around the 1920s to 1940s so that they could get people accumulated or accustomed to going to work 8 hours a day, because before that, eighth grade was like the highest level, and then you were done with school. But they had people in crime in the streets. Dang, I wish I knew the term that he used, so you guys can look it up as well. But high school is a new concept, new for America anyways. I can't find the actual term. But it's all set up like this for a reason. A lot of us stagnate ourselves and how creative we can get. We got talent and skills, and learning will mature us in the long term versus spending money on someone else. Exactly. I agree. And this budget is all without kids. Now imagine adding two kids to the equation. Come on. Hello. Hello. Let's see. I tried and they said I couldn't negotiate the price. Dang, so you got to probably move or stay there. Oh, Jesus. Wow. It's time to learn how to pay your bills up quarterly, monthly, and yearly. Oh, I like that. Come on, May. Come on, May. Speak it. Paying our bills up. Let's talk about that. That's a whole conversation, paying our bills up. Do y'all know if you pay more on your mortgage or you pay more on your car note, just even by a little bit, $50 here, $100 here, paying things up that you knock off years of your lease or your mortgage or whatever the finance, even your student loans, paying them up. I love that. Putting extra money instead of spending the extra money on the extras, putting those towards our debt or paying these things down will skim off years of your lease or mortgage. Yeah, that's a big increase. I'm sorry that happened to you, girl, because that's a lot. It wasn't free money. I put that STEMI into my savings. I knew something was up. Absolutely. I didn't even want it. I was making good money during 2020. I did not even want it. Okay. I agree with May. That's the plan. I'm also paying for school. So for y'all that are paying for school, have children, and on top of trying to look good, y'all, this is a lot of money. You can't forget about investing and saving in your children's future too. Absolutely. And there's so many ways to do that that are tax beneficial to you. That's why we have to learn these things, y'all. That's why we have these conversations on Morning Motivation. So you can take these conversations and go do some research and go have other conversations with your wealth building members of your tribe and your family and things like that. But we got to make some changes, y'all. 24K as our family net worth is not okay. Us not having savings and investment plans saved up is not okay, y'all. We have to get in the mindset of getting right with our money. And then so we can save, so we can invest, so we can have our family's future. So how can we cut some of these expenses back and put it to where it's going to make more sense? It's going to put it to where we can grow it and it can be an asset instead of a liability. That's why Earn Your Leisure's slogan is assets over liabilities, because all the things that we talked about are liabilities. They're taking from our wealth. They're taking from our futures. So can we make sacrifices now and plan our money now so that we can be better in the future? All right, y'all. So that's all we have to talk about today. I hope that this conversation got some juices flowing, got some things percolating in your brain to go back maybe to your bank accounts and your spending accounts or your budgets to really take an eyeball on the money that we're spending so we can be more mindful, so we can do what's best for our financial future. Who do we want to be 10 years from now? That's the person we're trying to please. Not now, not all the people now, not social media now, because who knows if even any of this stuff is going to exist in 10 years. You know what I mean? So let's delay the gratification now so that we can have and live better lives in the future. Okay. Again, still take care of yourself, still look good, but how we do it and go about it is super, super important. But I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed Thursday. I hope you guys take this conversation and keep talking about it amongst your friends. Keep challenging our views and the things that we're so accustomed to. When they say, girl, I'm not spending all that, get out that calculator and show them how much money they're throwing away every month and every year so that we can live better financially and more securely. Love you guys so much. Have a beautiful and blessed day. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.